This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The United States announced Friday it's pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons, sparking concern the move could trigger a new arms race. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said effective February 2nd, Washington is suspending its compliance with the U.S.-Russian Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Pompeo spoke to reporters Friday at the State Department.
Russia has jeopardized the United States security interest, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
Russia denies the allegation. The pullout also is due to U.S. concern that China, which is not party to the treaty, was gaining a military advantage by deploying missiles with ranges exceeding the treaty's limit. U.S. President Donald Trump's confidant Roger Stone arrived in D.C. federal court Friday afternoon in the special counsel's Russia investigation case. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
While it's likely to be a perfunctory appearance, prosecutors may seek an order that would prevent Stone from discussing the case. Yesterday, the Donald Trump confidant held a news conference in which he again proclaimed his innocence. That after a round of television interviews over the weekend. The judge overseeing Stone's prosecution, Amy Berman Jackson, also presides over the case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and she issued a similar gag order in that case. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. imposed visa restrictions on Ghanaian nationals Thursday, making it more difficult for citizens of the West African country to visit. The Trump administration levied the sanctions, accusing Ghana of not repatriating those deported from the U.S. With less than 30 million people, Ghana doesn't crack the list of Africa's 10 most populous nations, but in both 2017 and 18, it ranked behind only Nigeria in nationals removed from the U.S., according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Ghana was also the first stop on First Lady Melania Trump's visit to Africa in October. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Miami, Florida, meeting with Venezuelan exiles as Washington heightens its efforts to oust Nicolas Maduro from the presidency. He's participating in a roundtable discussion at a Spanish-speaking worship center.
As the United States of America, under the leadership of President Donald Trump, stands with the people of Venezuela and stands for a free Venezuela.
Pence is also meeting with community leaders and elected officials. The Trump administration has backed opposition leader Juan Guaido as he declared himself interim president of the South American country. President Trump is calling bipartisan congressional talks over border wall funding a waste of time, hinting he may declare a national emergency to bypass Congress and build a wall along the border with Mexico. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters Friday afternoon.
But we will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. And when I hear them talking about the fact that walls are immoral and walls don't work, they know they work.
If he does declare a national emergency, Democrats who don't want any money allocated for the barrier will probably challenge him in court. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has declared there will be no wall money in the deal. That bipartisan congressional panel continues to negotiate to keep the government from another partial shutdown when current funding expires on February 15th. The Labor Department says U.S. employers engaged in a burst of hiring in January, adding 304,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose, though, to 4%, but economist Gus Fauchet says there's a good reason why.
That's because workers who were federal government workers who were furloughed were counted as temporarily unemployed. But I would expect that we'll see the unemployment rate decline again in February now that those workers are back on the job.
Now, some government contractors who were furloughed and won't get back pay could contribute to a higher unemployment rate and lower job count. At least 16 people have died in the brutal cold in the U.S. Midwest. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Among the dead, a Milwaukee-area man found frozen in his backyard. Forecasters say the cold will give way to a warming trend. In Rockford, Illinois, where it was a record-breaking minus 31 degrees, the temperature could reach 50 on Monday. The National Weather Service's Brian Hurley.
Those areas that were hardest hit, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, a lot of those areas are going to see highs in the teens to near 20 today, above zero. So that's certainly refreshing.
I'm Rita Foley.
Get your latest news on voanews.com and on the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.